happier.
Interesting.
You won't be happier if you like That's the Thing That Happened, because we got to put it off this week. We are already at 9 o'clock. It's time for On the Town with Mikey D. So, until next time, we need to say thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next Wednesday. Lisa Nichols.
Lovely as always.
And I am Derek Gary. I'm going to tell you to stay safe, everybody. And I am going to press the button over here that will actually activate CD3. Because that was not up on the board. Always an adventure here on WMFO. We'll see you next week.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey. We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big, aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools.
Do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go to
sea. One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
We're going to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Mikey D, my name is Phil. We have an action-packed show for you this evening. So, well, you don't need to buckle any seatbelts, but just enjoy the ride.
Why should I just come back?
Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Step, now take two steps, take a one breath. My Let go one hand, let go both hands. Let your seven league butts try to cross this open lane. The world loves you, nothing that is your entity. The world loves you, nothing that's starting you new. The world loves you, nothing that is your entity. The world loves you, nothing that's starting you new. The world loves you, this world is waiting for me. Nothing into my eyes, look at this city.
Nutting 1.5 WMFO. You're right on the town with Mikey D. That was Trojan Ponies with Nut and Honey. Madge, we will miss you. I don't know. I would have producer Joel in here to do a more proper eulogy, but I think I just said it in one sentence. Anyway, we have in studio here, along with the Studio A air conditioner, we have some broken toys in here. Say hello.
Hi.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hello out there in Wire Forest Land.
What's that?
I said hello out there in Wire Forest Land.
Ah. I need to turn my headphones up for that one.
It's okay. I just make up words.
Really?
That's a band term. Adrian, yes. Walter mm-hmm. coined that from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. The world that Walter's music comes from is called the Wire Forest.
Now, you see, I heard Wild Forest before.
That too.
They are here with a big show. Edry just papered the studio with these flyers here.
She's good like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, well, we have what, the majority of the army of broken toys. Where is Walter?
Walter is parenting.
Oh. Yes, parenting the squid kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they have a big show at the Sinclair on the 9th. Today's what, the 7th? Yes. Yeah, so this Friday.
Yeah,
9-9. So.
9-9-16.
Nine,
yeah.
Nine. Mm-hmm. Nine, nine, so, I got to say, with the new record's called Come Black Magic. I've just been hearing people drooling over this on Facebook.
Awesome.
Like, how does that make you all feel? I mean, and it's not any of you drooling over it. So
we are drooling over it behind the scenes. I'm so proud of this album.
Right? Yes.
So super proud of this album. This is my first album with the toys besides the Shockheaded Peter soundtrack.
Right,
this
right.
is the first toys album where I have vocals and my first album on mandolin. And it just speaks to so many of my interests musically and pop culturally and magically. And, you know, this album, this whole experience is one of those things where I say, you know, I would take a time machine back to my teenage bedroom and show Absolutely. Myself all of this and be like, no, dude, it's awesome. Like, when you're older, it's awesome. So
always been these people.
Yeah. You grew up to be who you wanted to
we
be.
We dreamt it.
Is that a whole it gets better thing?
Oh, it's like, or? If you dream it, you'll be it.
Yeah. I mean...
I like the "it gets better" thing.
Sure.
More.
Oh no, it's attached to a particular.
If you dream it, be it. It sounds oh, that's so just old.
Oh, that's Walter's. No, don't dream it, be it. That's Rocky Horror. Walter Rocky loves saying Horror. That.
Oh, of course.
But anyway,
I think I'm the only one in the band that hasn't seen Rocky Horror. By the way,
it's okay. Well,
oh, that's got to change.
Yeah, I know.
It's gonna.
Know. But I've heard they do some like weird stuff to your first show that you go
it's
to.
Not that
no,
bad.
It won't be any worse than your hazing, Zappa.
Oh, yeah.
No worse than your band hazing.
Oh yeah.
Or better.
Oh, that was a good tour.
Love.
But yeah, I'm like Mary over here. This is my first time recording with the toys, and
I was gonna bring that one up absolutely. Too because you're not the first newbie to the toys recording universe.
It's definitely weird because I've been a fan of this group for years. Like I heard Dear Moon, and that was just like inspired me with my other groups.
Yeah,
and then Soft Time Traveler came out, and I was just like, this is dope, and But yeah, listening back to the whole thing, I'm just like, oh, this is, I'm a part of it now, and I'm very happy to be. Very honored.
Well, aren't you also happier to be, like, well, I bet Walter doesn't feel so alone with, you know, the big dreads and stuff.
He has Rachel, too.
Yep.
There you go.
Anyway.
Yeah, isn't there a whole, there's a whole requirement of, like, you know, there has to be, like, four people in the band with dreadlocks at a time.
And sometimes I wear mine.
Yep. JoJo's got it covered.
I sometimes wear my set I wore age 12 to 22 as a hairpiece.
Oh, there you go.
So then it's half
go.
The band just to be creepy.
And if I don't brush my hair that day,
absolutely.
It's the back of it.
We all always look like a Muppet.
Gets a little dread-ish.
Yeah.
I'll work it out. Keep it going.
I have to resonate really quickly with everyone else saying, like, that this album is just like a culmination of childhood needs in one place. And the interviews Walter have been doing recently speak to that. But I think each of us also feel a tremendous sense of the music we needed growing up being made finally.
Yeah.
I mean, you.
It only took this long?
Only. It only took our whole lives to manifest that which we've always needed sung to us or whispered in the dark of night.
I mean, isn't the main plan of art to make something that hasn't been out there yet that you've been looking
for?
That
is true.
So that's at least my goal for the whole thing, and I feel like we hit it.
Yeah.
That's why people are drooling over it.
Yeah.
It resonates.
Yeah. I mean, I swear, like, 10 people on my Facebook feed are just, like, saying, oh, my God, this new Walter Sigurd album is so awesome.
Oh, thank you to all of them.
Yes, yeah. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Too bad I couldn't name them off the top of my head, which I would totally be able to do off the air, but since I'm on the air, it goes completely
out
of my
head. No worries. That's fine.
So the new album is called Come Black Magic. How did you approach this one as compared to Soft Time Traveler, which is, like, the last kind of big studio record kind of thing?
Well, this is an interesting album in that it was recorded in two separate parts. So we did the first part of the album with the original band members, and that was recorded over one weekend at the record company. And then it was several months before we came to the second part of the album with the new band members, also recorded at the record company over a weekend. And I highly recommend checking out the record company. They're an awesome institution in Boston.
And do 100%. Your album in two weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah, the second half went really quick.
Yeah. The first half was quick, too.
Well, I wasn't a part of that.
Oh, that doesn't count.
That's true. Not
that
for
one
Matt.
Doesn't count.
Can I plug Joel?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Joel Isimkha is here tonight.
You know him,
love him.
Yes.
Is our live sound engineer and produced the album.
Absolutely.
And he works quick as a dream.
Oh, we couldn't get a photo of that.
I actually also have to say, for Joel, I've been listening to this album basically nonstop since we've been getting the mixes and the masters and all that. And I listened to it again in the car Monday night driving home from the airport, and there were things in it that I heard that time that I had not heard at all before. So there's so much so much going on in this album that still I helped write this album, and there are things that Joel added in there probably with, you know, Walter or Edry or just things I didn't know were there, and I'm hearing these layers and these little tiny monsters crawling out of the album, and it's amazing to me that,
yeah,
you know,
it's still revealing secrets even though we're a part of it, and that's the magic of the band when you have this many, not to jump on, but
no,
to poetess on this, when we've got this many people involved speaking from the heart, we're not going to hear all the nuances till it gets played out later or Joel does his magic of making this many people sound cohesive. That's the other thing people ask me, like, you're in an 8-person band playing a ukulele and a flute just to speak to a choir.
Right, yeah, yeah.
They're like, how do you get heard? I'm like, well, I play an electric uke and I'm a beast, but also Joel knows how to mix our textures, so we're never competing, and we, you know, we sound like a punk rock chamber group, I hope. And yeah, there's so much going on to tease out in every listen. Mm-hmm. It means so much that everyone's getting something different out of listening to it too.
So while you were getting the mixes, like, you were hearing stuff, and were you texting Joel saying, where the hell did you get that sound?
Or emails. Many emails.
Emails.
I'll let Edry speak to that process.
Yeah, we had very little time to actually mix the album after we recorded. It was a scant 2 weeks, so everything was very quick, back and forth. I think within 2 days after recording, Joel put up some rough tracks for us to listen to, and 4 days after that, he had near finals. So he did a lot of overnight work with Walter, and he texting back and forth, and I'd wake up in the morning and figure out where we were and where we needed to be by the end of the day. And we present the band with a couple of the mixes and get some feedback, and everything was super quick and get it out there. But we wanted it to be both rough and polished at the same time, and I think we achieved that. Yeah. And the interesting thing about this is Joel does our live sound too, yep. So you'll be able to hear a different kind of mix on Friday.
I heard that on Soft Time Traveler as well. So, like, big, big sound, but it just didn't seem too overthought.
Yeah. Yeah, we want as much of a live
feeling. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
We want as much of a live feeling for the album as possible.
Okay.
And that means not a lot of overproduced bells and whistles. It means pretty organic sounds.
All right. Well,
three takes.
No more than three takes.
Yeah, I come from the metal world where it's just like meticulous, like make it mechanical, make it on point, just go for like a whole day for a song. It's like we did 5 hours. Wait. I'm done with my tracks. We just did 7 songs.
You're also super professional.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for that. But you know what? You know, I mean, because it's true. But, but I gotta say,
Joel
is super easy to work with. I am very neurotic when it comes to recording my own stuff in the studio and any project I'm a part of. And he was right there with it, told me what I needed, what not. It's like, oh, go for this. And he was able to just pinpoint the most tiniest spots to be able to like tweak, and it was all set.
Very nice. Well, I want to play a track record. I remember hearing this particular track probably after the first weekend of recording or something like that, and I just said, oh my god, I gotta play this, but where's the CD? There isn't one. So this is my chance to actually play the song. It's Where's Your Ghost. No. 91.5 WMFO.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO on the town with Mikey D. That be power slut.
Yeah, yeah.
Language.
Sorry. Power whore.
Power sleut.
Electric power harlot. Electric power. Harlot.
There you go. Power sleut with the umlauts, yes. Over the U. That was Sad Waste of Your 20s. And I played this this new group, Walter Sicker and the Army Broken Toys, from this new album called Come Black Magic. The song was called Where's Your Ghost? Which is an amazing song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
It's part of Come Black Magic. So, you have a big show at the Sinclair on the 9th in 2 days, 48 mm-hmm. hours.
Yep, yep.
Can you reveal any surprises that may happen at the Sinclair?
Ooh. Edry, you want to take this one?
Well.
She's like, nope.
You will definitely have to come to see right. the spectacle for sure.
Well, they aren't almost all toys shows spectacles.
Yes, and the fact that we're emphasizing that you should come to this one should tell you.
Yeah, that... Good point. Good point.
I think my first description of a Walter Sicker show when I first saw it years ago, it was felt like a sexy punk show.
A pornable, if you will.
Oh, that was a good video.
That is how Edry sold me on the show years ago. Yeah. It's like, you will get laid if you go to the mm-hmm. show.
Yeah.
And if you want to, you will.
I like to say that the CD is a wonderful soundtrack for all future occult skeleton key parties, or just makeouts if you're married, widow inclined, makeout party soundtrack.
So,
anywho,
we have a few special guests coming.
I'm still just trying to wrap around what she just said.
You know, key parties, Victoriana, yeah, skeleton key parties,
yeah,
poetessing at you. I'll let Edry talk.
And makeout sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's my forte.
All right. All right. Sorry, didn't mean
feelings.
To interrupt. Where were we again?
Edry.
Spectacles.
Edry is going to tell us things.
Oh, no. We have some special guests who will be doing some special things with special people in the crowd.
There's going to be crowd participation. Or is it like
consensual,
plants or something?
Yes,
consensual.
Absolutely.
Consensual crowd participation.
And we mean it. We mean it.
Oh, wow. We also have very special for this show only merch that will be available for your perusal and taking home.
Ooh.
And it will be available nowhere else. So if you don't buy it, I'm going to burn it.
Aww. Ritualistically, I hope.
Of wow. course.
Yeah, maybe one of those skeleton key parties.
Yeah, with a bonfire.
We're going to push the limits of Cambridge decency law. I have a copy of it so that I'll know exactly where the limits are.
Yes.
In case the cops show up.
Yes.
Is that going to be the backdrop, the decency law for Cambridge?
We do have special video art that we'll be projecting behind us, and there may or may not be a piece on the decency law in Cambridge.
You're welcome.
Which might be projected behind a nearly naked or mostly naked or all naked woman, or two, or ten.
Hmm.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
There you go. So, well, another big question. Will Wednesday be part of the show?
Wednesday will definitely be in attendance.
Well, good. Good, good, good. We need to train the next generation of Boston musicians.
Wednesday actually plays all the instruments on the album. We just Milli Vanilli it.
Wow. Yeah. That is one talented squid.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, she is on the album for one particular song, our cover of a Bjork song.
Oh, she's also in Behave.
Yeah. And she's yep. in Behave, yeah.
There you
which,
go.
Which she probably won't.
She's your child.
Well, I mean, it's gonna be the roar of everyone in the Sinclair. So she may not know what to do with all the adoration.
I think she'll eat it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just waiting for a couple of years for like her royalty, just like Lori, to come after us. She's going to break off like Macaulay Culkin like a bunch of years back.
As long as she made enough to put herself through college first.
I still say with all the stimuli that happens, just like, oh, just her around practice and all the music, she's going to turn to a straight-edge hardcore singer. I guarantee it.
A little Young Republican in the making.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean,
Well, I was going to say she'll become like a Celine Dion schlucky singer.
Celine Dion makes a lot of money.
That's kind of awesome.
But unfortunately, and this reflects my opinion, does not reflect the opinion of WMFO. The songs are terrible.
Does she still have a Vegas show?
Yes.
That's money. If she called me up right now, yeah, I'd be the backing band for that.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Actually, you know what? Can we make that happen? Celine. Celine, I know you're listening.
You love Boston steampunk. Love it.
Put on that moo-moo, relax yourself, listen back to some Come Black Magic.
And let Matt Zappa take you away.
Hey, Celine, how you doing on
him? Oh, man.
I like the
way.
What's the next song we go play?
Oh, well, I was going to let you choose the next song that we play off the record.
What do you guys want to play?
I would maybe do number 2 or number 4. Those are my favorites. Or what do you guys think?
Yeah, I think those are good choices. What, Audrey?
Yeah, let's do number 2.
All right, let's do number 2. The title track from the Come Black Magic record. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
Rise.
My tears are painted all over this scrub in my blood.
Yeah.
think I just heard Wednesday there.
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm. I did?
Totally.
Nice.
Her first paid gig.
I don't think we paid her.
Paid her in polar seltzer.
There you
she
go.
She does love polar seltzer.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh,
she
yeah.
does. Yeah.
It's got good taste. Good kid.
Polar seltzer, huh? I didn't think
tiny people,
tiny people,
little squids,
little squids loved seltzer.
She is her parents' kid. New England fueled, New England made. I don't know.
Well, since there was a back and forth about Come Black Magic or Behave, I played both.
Thank you.
Yay. So, you were talking about you just mentioned a book before we went back on the air. What's up with that?
Let Mary take
it. So, I'm the resident psychedelic witch of the band, and one of our amazing merch items is a lyrics book that also has custom written spells for each member of the band that I wrote.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it matches our photos a little.
Mm.
Thematic. A little.
So I spent a lot of time thinking about each band member and their energy. And, you know, if I had to create a magic spell, a practical thing that dabblers or, you know, proficient magicians could use.
Side project band name alert.
Yes. Mary Widow and the Proficient Magician.